This is an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, May 3rd, 2014. This week in security news, it's been a busy week in diplomatic circles this week as tensions and rhetoric between the U.S. and Russia grow more disturbing by the day. In addition to the significant Russian force now assembled along the northern and eastern borders of Ukraine, NATO has deployed close to 60 fighter aircraft as well as a growing number of ground forces to Poland, Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania, and Bulgaria. A sizable naval contingent has also been deployed to the Black and Baltic Seas as well as the Mediterranean. Despite an accord supposedly reached in Geneva 2 weeks ago within which all sides agreed to refrain from any violence, intimidation, or provocative actions, these diplomatic efforts have had little effect on the standing policies and activities of any of the parties involved. There are no signs of Russian forces pulling back, NATO continues to surge forces into the region, and Ukraine has launched military operations against pro-Russian separatists occupying government buildings across eastern Ukraine. On Monday of this week, the Obama administration announced their latest round of sanctions targeting 7 top Russian officials as well as 17 companies. In turn, Russia is now threatening actions against a variety of Western interests. As previously reported by Alert USA Threat Journal on multiple occasions, given the Obama administration's premature cancellation of the space shuttle program prior to replacement capabilities being in place, the entirety of America's manned and unmanned civilian and military space programs are now in severe jeopardy. This, as these programs are currently solely reliant on Russian boosters for resupply and national security-related missions, not to mention the Russian taxi service to the International Space Station. Following the announcement of the new sanctions, Russian Deputy Prime Minister Dmitry Rogozin, who heads Russia's defense industry and space activities, directly threatened the U.S. space program, stating, "We warn them, we will reply statement with statement and actions with actions. I propose that the United States delivers its astronauts to the International Space Station with the help of a trampoline." And in a double whammy, this week the U.S. Court of Federal Claims issued an injunction preventing the United Launch Alliance, a joint venture between Boeing, Lockheed Martin, and the U.S. Air Force, from making any purchases or payment of money to any entity, whether governmental, corporate, or individual, that is subject to the control of Deputy Prime Minister Dmitry Rogozin. The move comes after a suit was filed by SpaceX claiming the alliance's defense contracts were not open for competitive bid and violated the law regarding their purchase of Russian rockets. Also this week, in addition to NATO now formally and publicly referring to Russia as an adversary, Vice President Joe Biden and Secretary of State John Kerry warned Russia that the U.S. will defend its NATO allies against any aggressive moves. Their comments came after Russia began military exercises near the borders of Latvia and Estonia in response to the buildup of NATO forces. Also this week, China announced that they will be conducting joint naval exercises with Russia in the East China Sea later this month in what is called a bid to deepen military cooperation. Late this week, the Ukrainian government launched military operations against pro-autonomy activists in multiple cities in eastern Ukraine, the largest of which is Slovyansk. Several people have been killed, scores more have been wounded, and independent media reports pro-Russian forces have downed 4 Ukrainian attack helicopters. Russia has previously warned Ukraine about such a move, with U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Jeffrey Pyatt then warning Russia that an invasion into Ukraine would merit an instantaneous response from the U.S. Listeners are urged to pay close attention to these developments, as this is how wars start. The simple fact of the matter is that there is very little likelihood that Russia will ever willingly allow any part of Ukraine, but most importantly, the eastern and southern parts of the country, to enter into European or NATO spheres of influence. The strategic threats are far too great, not to mention the fact that the majority of the population in these regions are ethnic Russians. You can find links to the details of the high points provided in this report in this week's email version of Threat Journal, as well as on the new ThreatJournal.com website. Alert USA continues to closely monitor the situation in Eastern Europe and will immediately notify service subscribers of changes in the overall threat picture, major plus-up deployments of U.S. forces to the region, or the outbreak of hostilities as events warrant. Moving next to the Western Pacific, President Obama ended a 4-nation Asian tour earlier this week with a stop in the Philippines where he formalized a new agreement allowing a greater U.S. military presence on Filipino bases. While there, President Obama issued a warning to China against using force in territorial disputes and said the United States had an ironclad commitment to defend the Philippines in case of attack. He had previously issued the same warning to China regarding possible disputes with Japan. Listeners are reminded that last year, China claimed a majority of the China Sea as their territorial waters, which are believed to contain huge deposits of oil and gas. Since that initial claim, they have implemented an air defense identification zone over the East China Sea and are said to be planning to establish another over the South China Sea. Asian media outlets are reporting this week that Pentagon sources have revealed the U.S. could deploy a carrier battle group to the region if China takes such a step in order to demonstrate Washington's resolve to defend its security partners. And on the Korean Peninsula, U.S. and South Korean intelligence sources are reporting this week that in addition to continued activity at North Korea's nuclear test site, there are also new reports of significant activities at the satellite launching station at Tongchang related to the development of larger space launch vehicles and long-range ballistic missiles. As previously reported by Alert USA Threat Journal twice in the past month, Japan, South Korea, and the U.S. are all on high alert at what appears to be an imminent North Korean nuclear test, as well as North Korea's new long-range missile capabilities. Marrying the two capabilities together could make for a disastrous outcome, especially considering North Korea's ongoing penchant for threatening nuclear strikes on its enemies. You can find much more on these stories in this week's email version of Threat Journal, as well as on the ThreatJournal.com website. Alert USA continues to closely monitor the situation in the Western Pacific and will immediately notify service subscribers of changes in the overall threat picture or signs of an imminent North Korean nuclear test as events warrant. In public health news, late this week, Alert USA customers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices that the Centers for Disease Control had confirmed the first case of an American infected with the mysterious Middle East Respiratory Syndrome coronavirus, also known as MERS. The male patient fell ill after returning to the U.S. from Saudi Arabia via airline flights through London and Chicago. At the time of this report's preparation, shortly after the announcement, the man was reportedly hospitalized in an unidentified facility in Indiana. As previously reported by Alert USA Threat Journal on multiple occasions over the past year, the U.S. government has declared that the MERS virus is both deadly and contagious enough to potentially affect national security as well as the health and security of United States citizens living abroad. Here again, we refer you to more details on this story in this week's email version of Threat Journal as well as on the ThreatJournal.com website. In travel security news, this week the State Department issued updated travel warnings for El Salvador and Cameroon, holding their place on a list of more than 36 locations around the world specifically identified by the U.S. government as posing serious threats for U.S. citizens. Listeners are also reminded of the new worldwide caution to Americans warning of the continuing threat of terrorist actions and violence against U.S. citizens and interests globally. As always, if you are planning travel abroad, even at such common locations as the Caribbean, Mexico, or Europe, be smart about it and regularly check the U.S. State Department's travel website where information can be found about the security situation at your destination. This has been an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, May 3rd, 2014.